The French President Emmanuel Macron has used an Armistice Day service in Paris to condemn nationalism as a threat to the nation's moral, as a nation's moral values. In a powerful ceremony in the French capital, President Macron declared patriotism the exact opposite to nationalism. His words were seen as a direct rebuke of President Donald Trump and his mantra of America first. Mr. Trump was at the event. The centenary of the end of World War I was marked across Europe, including in London. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley was at the Arc de Triomphe and she filed this report.
In the end, the world leaders who'd gathered in Paris arrived in position a little late, after 11 a.m. when the war ended 100 years before. But the images were powerful. Emerging from buses led by the French president and his German counterpart Angela Merkel, black umbrellas in hand, the dozens of world leaders walked united along the Champs-Élysées as fighter jets passed overhead. Missing, though, for security reasons, was Donald Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin, who arrived at the Arc de Triomphe later. President Trump's motorcade was briefly interrupted by a topless protester with fake peace scrawled across her chest. President Macron led the commemoration and delivered a message against Trump's America First and the rise of nationalism.
Car le patriotisme est l'exact contraire.
Nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism, he told the gathering. In saying our interests first, whatever happens to others, you erase the most precious thing a nation can have, that which makes it live, that which causes it to be great, and that which is most important, its moral values. It was a significant gathering to remember the millions of dead, with the French, US, German and Russian leaders seated together. Australia's Governor-General Peter Cosgrove was by their side. In London, the bells rang out. The royal family, including the Queen, were there to remember the dead. And for the first time, the German president joined Prince Charles in laying a wreath. Back in Paris, Donald Trump was at a US war cemetery. He'd been heavily criticised the day before for cancelling a similar event because of the rain. He didn't, however, attend the first ever International Peace Forum, organised by President Macron, heading back to the US instead. This is Samantha Hawley in Paris, reporting for AM.